KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
I'm about to have just about as much fun as I think I've ever had in my life here. Oh my God, I'm sitting here with Kristen, Jennifer, and welcome. And first of all, thank you so much for helping out the radio station by donating your time to this effort.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Grateful, happy.
You're amazing. You're both amazing, and you've selected some really cool music today. Tell the audience who you are and why you're here.
I am Jennifer Halbert of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and we love Laguna Beach.
Okay. And I'm Kristen, and I don't like talking about myself, so
I'll talk about her then.
She's amazing.
Yeah. So we'll talk about her for her. She's amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
5'10 and a half, blonde hair. She's just absolutely just knocking it out.
Social media expert.
A maven. Yeah. A social media maven.
That's a good word. Yeah. There we go. That's a better.
That's what I do. I do good words. Thank you. It's my life. So Jennifer has been a supporter of not just the Mornings with Ed show, but the radio station in general for a long time. And everywhere that there is a need in this community, you can see her there. You really can. And I'm not just saying that because you're a friend, or you are really just about everywhere that there's a need in the community.
She really is. She's very involved, and she's been inviting me along to support the community also. And I'm very grateful to have met her.
Thank you.
Now, how did you guys meet?
Well, how I met Kristen was actually through her awesome skills. I saw her work on Instagram.
Did you found me on Instagram? Right.
Yes, I had seen what she was doing. And with We Love Laguna Beach, we're trying to focus on spotlighting businesses and just kind of helping out and showcasing different businesses just to put it out there. Because we're all Laguna Beach. We all love Laguna Beach, and we just want to share that. And so when I saw what she was doing, I was like, gosh, we really would love to have someone like Kristen to be a part of our team. So we've been working together, and
it seems like you guys have known each other or been friends forever. Aww. It seems like that I've known her since junior high thing.
There's definitely certain people that you come across in life, and they're just so genuine, and they have an aura that just makes you feel attracted to them. I think that's the situation with Jennifer.
Sweet.
Beautifully put. Aww. So let's talk about the first song. You came out of the gate with a party.
I like to party. So we are going to be very upbeat. All right. We're going to do like an 80s and 90s dance party.
Oh, very cool. Let's jump into the first song, and we'll talk to the audience on the other side. If you'd like to donate to this hour, this is Jennifer and Kristen's hour. You text 949-715-5936, 949-715-5936. KXFM, and then you the secret keyword is JK.
JK.
That is so easy. You made it easier than just about easier than Ed. ED. It's JK. My goodness.
JK,
all right.
Just kidding.
Let's party.
Me a car, it's as big as a whale, and we're heading on down.
picture later.
We'll take selfies in a minute. What a great first choice to get us out of the gate. What a great first song.
Thanks.
So that's Kristen that put the list together.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. This is Kristen's top list.
All right. So you guys have some people waiting to talk to you on the phone.
Yay.
We're going to go to David first. I think I lost Wendy. Wendy, if that's you out there, Wendy, go ahead and call back and I'll buzz you through. But this is David right here.
Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, Jennifer. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're great. We are here in the studio. How's everything there? You've been busy, huh?
Oh, super busy. Super busy, yeah. But I have some good projects. I'm a local architect, and I've got some really good projects going on right now.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Well, I'm really happy to call in. I'd like to make a pledge, too, while I'm on the line. How do I do that? Do I do that off the air?
Well, you can do that by texting, or you can tell Ed, I believe, right? If he just wants to do a donation, he can just tell you, or what's the easiest way?
Yeah, you can go to the Text Connect. It's 949-715-5936, and you just type in their initials, and that's J and K.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
We're so happy to hear from you. You're the best.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for your support always.
All right, David.
You're welcome.
Thanks. And we got Wendy on the line next. Hi, Wendy. Are you there?
I am.
Hi, Wendy.
Wendy!
Hey, you guys, what are you up to? Besides little B-52s, I like it.
Oh, my God, yay, I'm so glad you liked it. So for everybody who doesn't know Wendy, Wendy's running the Anchor Line Bar.
Oh, it's that Wendy. Hey, Wendy. So look what I'm
wearing. Hey, is that Ed?
Yeah, it is.
Ed.
Hi, Ed, how are you?
Doing great. Ed is so
Wendy,
cute.
He's wearing a shirt with an Anchor Line.
I'm wearing an Anchor Bar shirt.
Of that.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. The shirt is awesome.
You're welcome. We love the B-52s. We also love the dog tub. Is that
dog tub? Angela's going to call in after you.
Right.
We do mutts and martinis, but we let anybody bring their nicely behaved dogs in on happy hours.
Oh, yes,
absolutely.
Dog friendly. Yeah.
If you're looking for nicely behaved, you won't be seeing my dogs. That's for sure. I'll tell you that right now.
So are you guys raising money today? What's going on?
They're here donating their time and their effort and their great list and their wonderful heart to our radio station.
Well, and if anybody doesn't know, the radio station is a nonprofit radio station, so they rely on the community to keep them going.
Yes, and that is what we're here for.
Yeah, we rely on community, too, so we want to get some people to come in, locals to come in and check out what we're doing at the Anchor Line as we've revamped the whole thing since the COVID experience.
Yeah,
we opened.
You have some fun events going on.
We do, yeah. And Kristen, you're my favorite blogger ever.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
And I'm hearing nothing but great. Wendy, that's all I hear about Kristen. My God, she's got to be great at it.
She is my absolute favorite blogger of Laguna. She actually lives in Laguna. I love that.
Yes.
Thank you,
Wendy. You are one of my favorite business owners. I mean, I picked my two favorites. So
thank you so much. Thanks.
Of course,
thank you.
So everybody go visit Anchor Line. There's fun things going on almost every night of the week.
Right.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We're a historic bar. We've been there since 1958, and we just love having locals come in and, you know, tourists find us. And we've got our mainstay, who is locally known as Terry, but we are familiar with her also as Endora.
She and Tony
have a wonderful cabaret act on Fridays.
I hear about her every single week. You know, Lisa comes on the show on Friday mornings at 8:30 and just rages and raves about Endora.
Yeah, and Endora's got a wonderful following. We're actually looking at taking her to another, to a special show out of state, and I'm working on that right now.
Very cool.
But we love her, and she's just, she's been very devoted, and my brother, who owns the bar, Jim, has known Endora for years, since Endora was a waitress at the cottage.
Oh, awesome.
So anyway, we do that, and then we've got awesome karaoke on Wednesdays.
Oh. Their karaoke nights are a blast.
Thursdays. Excuse me.
I guess Andorra got tired of me going, hey, my eggs were supposed to be scrambled.
Probably. Thanks, Ed. we just love her, Andorra. She's just awesome.
Yeah, she's definitely worth seeing. She's got that energy. Well, Wendy, thank you so much.
So how do we find out what's going on at the bar?
Well, you can call us.
Right.
We have Facebook and we have
Facebook page.
We have Instagram. We got hacked. We were one of the several businesses in Laguna that got hacked several months ago on Instagram. So we do have a new Instagram up that's been as locked down as possible. And we've got Facebook and we're on Google and we have all of the information if you call our number. Our phone number at 947-0056. And we've got awesome bartenders.
Hey, Wendy. Wendy.
Yeah.
We've got about 30 seconds. Here's the deal. Thank you, first of all, for supporting the radio station and supporting them in their takeover.
Thank you
Absolutely.
So much for calling
I really
in.
Want you guys to win the contest. Oh, yes. If there is one, I want you guys to win it.
Aww,
I want you both
you.
To do it. Because you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Come and check out your karaoke.
Thank you, Wendy.
For sure.
Absolutely appreciate it.
We appreciate
it. Good luck to everybody.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Take care.
Okay. All right. Bye now, Wendy.
Bye.
All right. We got one more call. You got Angela on the line.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Angela.
Hi. How are
you guys? Hi. Thank you so much for calling. It's Kristen. I'm here with Jennifer. And then we have Ed. I just wanted you
to
call in
around.
And talk about dog tub really briefly. Like maybe how did you start it? Tell us about dog tub.
So, I opened it about 4.5 years ago right on PCH between St. Anne's and Thalia. So, love the location, love my neighbors. They've been huge in the success of Dog Tub. For those that don't know, Dog Tub is a self-service dog wash, and we always have premium treats and goodies. I try to source as much local brands as possible. A lot of...
Oh, no.
Was that you? Are you still there?
Treats.
There you go.
I'm here.
we lost you for a minute.
Oh, so sorry about that. Maybe my reception.
That's okay. We lost you right after the word treats.
Well, come on by for some good treats. We got good treats for all the dogs and kitties. We had our first cat wash at Dog Tub the other day. We were really excited about that. So cute.
I saw the pictures. You guys, Angela is very passionate about dogs and feeding them healthy food. So if you have any questions, Angela is the person to go to at Dog Tub.
Very, very
That's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Right. Thanks for having us on.
Oh my gosh.
So and Angela, thank you for supporting the radio station through their show. We really appreciate that.
Yes.
And thank you for everything you do in Laguna Beach.
Yeah. I hope to see you guys all down there.
All right. Thanks, Angela.
Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
You have some cool, you guys have some cool friends. You really do.
So cute. Yeah. I like that. They do cat. Tubs. That's cute too, right?
Yeah. I end up bathing my dogs in one of the tubs in the spare room and
But then you got to clean up the mess.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's the move right there. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool move.
And they're elevated, so you're not breaking your back by bending over your own tub.
Oh,
exactly. You guys have to check it out if you have dogs.
Exactly right. We are sitting here at his takeover. We are smack dab in the middle of it. You're the first show after the halfway point, by the way.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
let's keep dancing.
Jennifer Halbert, Kristen Nicholson, and if you want to get in touch with them and donate to their page, it's the number is 949-715-5936. Yeah, text that number in, and then you type in the letters JK to get directly to them.
Yay.
Some more music. You ready to dance a little bit more?
Yeah. All right. Let's hear it.
It's a party, and it's on them.
Take your time.
knew it was going to be a party. Thank you, girls. My God. Jennifer and Kristen in studio with us. It's Takeover. It's Takeover Wednesday. We're at exactly the halfway point. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We're having so much fun. This is the most fun, right?
I'm so glad.
So if our audience recognizes Jennifer's voice, she's all over the Mornings with Ed show. She is. There's like 50 different little things that I've had you record for me. Every time she comes near the studio, I must get her to record something for me because we absolutely love your voice. So
thank you.
She's on everything here. She's on a bunch of stuff.
This is my favorite thing. Right.
And you do it really well, by the way. So,
well, yeah, she does.
I don't know about that, but I do love it. It's fun.
Right. And I know, Kristen, you said you don't like to talk about yourself.
Yet allow
us to, for a moment,
yes,
say what you do here within the community. Tell us.
Within the community, I started sharing places I went on Instagram. So if I went to a restaurant and I liked my food, I'd post my food on Instagram. Or if I went to this beach, I'd post that beach on Instagram. And I started getting a lot of questions because it's Laguna Beach. Everyone wants to visit Laguna Beach.
Right.
So as I started sharing all that stuff, I don't know, I just ran with it and now turned my whole Instagram into Kristen by the Ocean. It's just, I'm not trying to be like a know-it-all directory. I'm just sharing my life and helping people navigate Laguna Beach.
Right. And she does it.
Right. But supporting all the businesses while I'm at it.
Right. And through your life, you get people from out of town checking in with you and wondering where good places to go are. That's pretty cool.
It's so fulfilling getting messages from people who actually came here because I guided them to it and they tried this place or they tried that place and had a great time.
Right. Now,
they would have never found it otherwise.
Have you let them know that you're here during this hour?
Yes. I hope everyone knows.
Oh, very, very cool.
I feel a little bit pushy, but yeah, I've been telling everybody about it.
Ah, yeah. You'll get past the pushy thing. I got past the pushy thing a long time ago. You know, I even tell my friends, you know what? If you have money to burn, I don't want to see you buying a Peloton. I want to see you donating to us, right?
Okay. So, I'll take some lessons from you.
So, Jennifer, tell me about the magazine.
Well, the magazine has started as a fun marketing project for my real estate business, but it turned into being more of what I really love doing is helping people, helping businesses and nonprofits. And so we're kind of using it as a resource and making it more about Laguna Beach, the city that I love that really has been the integral part of my business is Laguna Beach. And so it's kind of just like this fun project. And
so what a great combination this is right here.
It's the magazine in real life.
Yeah, that's why we were connected to each other. Yes. We're doing the same things.
Right.
Exactly.
It's just like different small businesses.
Exactly.
And nonprofits. Jennifer's all about the nonprofits and charities.
Right.
Super fun. And so now we're just kind of bringing it to life through events and through social media and Kristen has
the word.
Yeah, stepped up and maybe going to help with the website too, kind of reinvent that.
I so we're take just that over.
Yeah, so it's just good stuff, all good, and that's kind of like what you do, Ed. You do the same thing just on the radio.
It's true.
And then you're everywhere.
Bringing people together.
Yeah, you're everywhere. You're on Oak Street. You're here. You're there. You're everywhere doing good.
Yeah, that's because I get chased out from one place to another. Hey, get out of here. Go ahead. Get off my lawn.
Well, you get around.
All right. We're going to pop into another song and come back on the other side.
Sounds
you guys good
great.
With that?
Right.
Yeah. And I, by the way, another fine choice.
Thank you.
Middle band when the buzzer rings, oh, hey, oh, they're walking like energy. walk like an Egyptian.
Now, Jennifer, I know you have pets. I know you have a beautiful little dog.
I do have little Bitsy.
Tell the world about Bitsy.
My little Bit is, she is just adorable. She's a little pup that I got back in Orlando, Florida many, many years ago. She is probably now about 14 years old. But yeah, when I got her, she was just 11 months old, and she had already been used to be bred. Three little puppies at 11 months old. Yeah, so these people, yes.
So she's kind of a rescue?
Well, yeah, she's, yeah, pretty definitely much a rescue. Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, I got her off of, you know, a site that someone was giving away a dog because basically they just tortured this little cute pup.
They tortured her, and they were going to throw her away at 11 months.
They actually felt bad because she was in so much pain during the birth that they even did feel bad and wanted to get rid of her at that time. But, right. I mean, she still has a little limp from it because I think they bred her with a much bigger dog, sadly.
God.
But, yeah, she's happy as ever now, living her best life.
And she could not have gotten a better partner in life. Aww. Really, and thank you for rescuing her. Thank you for doing that. I didn't know that story. Oh my God! So that's why you're so involved. Is she a big reason of why you get involved here with the animal shelter and with?
Well, she's my second, actually. Okay. Janie was my first baby. So Janie, she was my first little rescue pup, but she's no longer with us. So right. So I just love animals.
Right, and you're
and we have a special guest here.
Oh,
somebody
my gosh.
Who wanted to come. To help us out today. Right.
So this person's coming in. There, you want to have them come in? Sure.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So we'll get him in here in a second. I'll get somebody in here in a second. We'll get one of the show producers.
It looks like somebody sweet that wanted to help us out today too on the radio.
He might be known around town.
Right.
One of those awesome businesses here.
And Kristen, any pets for you?
Oh yeah. Yes. I'm a crazy cat lady, so I have a cat. He even has his own Instagram.
Right.
But my boyfriend has two dogs. I had a bird too for 18 years. I just lost her a couple months ago.
But sorry.
Yeah, I love animals. Okay. Animals are so great for
and
us.
Does your cat get along with your boyfriend's two dogs?
Yes, he does. Okay. Yes, yes. So my boyfriend has a pit bull, and the cat loves the pit bull. And then he's got a little Yorkie mixture thing, and the cat does not like the little one.
Wow.
Well, not that he doesn't like him, but he kind of antagonizes
him. They don't
They're
get
hilarious.
Along. They don't get along as well.
Exactly.
So yeah, you know, pit bulls just have such a bad rep, and it's warranted
so
at all.
Undeterred.
At all, they are some of the sweetest animals on the face of the earth.
Every pit bull I have ever met has probably been one of the most gentle, sweet dogs ever.
Same here. Absolutely. Yeah.
Crazy.
So, but yeah, and all bully dogs, you know, they're called bully dogs.
Yeah.
The pit bulls, the Rottweilers, the German Shepherds, but they're all sweet, man.
Yeah.
Right on to your boyfriend for owning
Thanks.
A pit bull.
I'll
and,
tell him.
Yeah, and you for owning that vicious cat that you have that scares the Yorkie. Oh.
What's your cat's Instagram page?
Hey.Tigray, and Tigray is like French for tiger.
Yeah.
I
didn't know that.
His name is Tigray.
Check it out.
Right on. All right, let's pop a song, get in your next guest, and then we'll roll through the show.
That sounds awesome.
All right, so if you want to donate to their hour, You simply type in the keyword JK to 949-715-5936. That will line you up to be able to donate to Jennifer and... oh my God, Jennifer Kristen. And Kristen. Yeah, no, stop. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I was waiting. 715-5936.
Thank you so much. All right, let's pop some music in here now. I'll tell you what love is. Love is what we're getting here in the studio, and what they're delivering. Kristen and Jennifer delivering the love for KXFM during Takeover, and you've got some friends ready to bring the love as well on the line with Shadi Porkashev.
Shadi, how are you, beautiful?
Oh my gosh, thank you for doing again another one of these, another round.
Right? What is this, our fourth,
so
fifth, sixth?
Yeah,
the best day.
Yeah,
every time.
These are our favorite reoccurring hosts, and I say that no insult to any other host, but my God, what a great time we have with you guys.
Thanks, Ed. Well, Shadi is one of these wonderful people that you just want to talk to because she does such great things and such awesome things with kindness. And tell us about what you're doing now, because I was a little bit excited when you told me about it.
I went to the council meeting last night just to make sure I get this date right, and there's so much happening, so much fantastic stuff, but it's a lot. So anyway, this year I think we're going to celebrate on November 12th because UNESCO is coming to LA, and I most probably have to be there on the 13th and the 14th. So now I'm the Secretary General of World Kindness.
Nice.
I'm not just a goodwill ambassador for the Laguna Beach. It's for the whole USA.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. So it's the whole USA, and there's so much happening. It's in a way, it's really fun to see what's happening all around the U.S. and bringing every organization together under one roof and under the kindness. We're all connecting on kindness. So there's so much happening, like Dance for Kindness and the Writers for Kindness. This was really exciting. And I wanted to ask the city, I don't know the rules and regulations about bikers in town, but they are leaving, I think it's sometime end of July, from Washington, D.C. There's a whole bunch of riders. The hashtag for this year is One Voice for Kindness, because it's the 25th year anniversary of World Kindness Movement, which U.S. had a big part 25 years ago in it as well. There was like 7 or 8 nations that started it. Wow. So they are starting with this hashtag One Voice for Kindness flags. The bikers start from Washington, D.C. and stop in so many cities. There's a map. There's so much social media behind this too. But we have to like finalize the plans. And I wanted to see if their end destination could be Laguna Beach.
Oh, that's
but
a great idea.
But I don't know if it's allowed or not.
What a great idea.
That's awesome.
So
it would be great.
So Shadi, they could not have selected anyone or chosen anyone better to lead World Kindness than you.
No. Yeah. That's for sure.
Oh, that's so sweet of you
to
say.
It's really true.
Well, another thing that Shadi does that some people may not know is that she is a conductor, a composer. She does music for movies and so many awesome things. And then she teaches children and adults too, I suppose, right, Shadi?
Music
and piano, right? In town above Shirley's Bagels. She has a studio there where she teaches. So she's pretty amazing all over the map.
You're
a
baller.
Just doing great things.
Right on.
You guys are. My head is getting
we have a song of yours we're going to play here in just a few moments.
The song is
Distance, and we thank you for sending that in, for sending the girls in with the song.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you so much. I feel very grateful to be able to hear this.
Yes.
Right. So we're going to play it in a second. But we have a guest that just walked in as well. You want to introduce your guest to us?
They let anybody in here.
Yeah. And this is the most, one of the kindest, another very kind person who has actually shared his art with us for the cover of the first issue of We Love Laguna Beach. It's Wylan.
Yeah. Right on.
He's here.
Right on. Yes.
So,
yes.
See you guys. And the world needs more kindness. And, the Wylan Foundation and all our friends, we try to put good into the world, and it desperately needs it today.
Yeah.
So what you guys are doing is amazing. I salute that. I donated 200. I'm asking everybody to match it.
Yeah.
Let's support this beautiful radio station, these great causes that we have.
Thank you so much, Wylan. We are so happy.
As long as my credit card don't bounce.
We'll come find you.
Yeah, they know where I live.
That's the moment where the waiter comes up to you and goes, excuse me, sir, can I take this
over here? I'm serious. But it happens, and, you know, to stick up for them, they're actually looking out for you.
Yeah, they are.
There is a lot of fraud out
there. Right, right, right. Yeah.
Well, listen, Laguna is the kindest place on the planet. Everybody's nice to everyone. And it looks, when you walk around, it looks like a witness protection program. You know, and it probably is, right?
You know, we would never know.
Yeah, but I came here in 71 when I was 14 and saw the ocean, Main Beach, Laguna, and I said, I could live there. Right. I grew up in Detroit. What a contrast.
Mm, yeah.
But, you know, you put your dreams out there and you kind of bring them towards you. And that's what I did. I always knew that I would live in an art colony in Laguna Beach.
This is
one. Been here, since 77. Yeah, I opened that little gallery in the canyon.
Right? When this one opened was 78?
And then Weiland Galleries here was my favorite bookstore. Remember Fahrenheit Bookstore?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, it had closed, thank God, because I would have felt really guilty. The hotel was going to knock down my original Wailing Wall mural and put a parking lot there. But they underbid it. They said, you know, they offered them like $400,000, and there was like seven buildings, including Fahrenheit. And I said, well, I'm interested. And they said, well, our grandfather, Mr. Curtis, loved you, and he had a little beef with the owner of the hotel. So it was a big rivalry. So I said, yeah, I want it. And they go, how much is it? And they go, well, it appraised for $1 million. So I wrote them a check for $1 million.
There you go.
And now I own it.
That's
there you
go. So awesome.
And you want to hear something funny?
The check bounced.
So my property is the only one that they don't have. It's holding up that whole development. So Mo goes, how much do you want? I go, I don't want to sell it. You know, and finally I said, $43 million. Next day, in writing, $43 million. I go to my mom, Darlene, who lives downstairs at the gallery. Uh-huh. I said, hey, Mom, you know, I think we sold, you know, my Weiland Galleries, my studio, your place. She goes, well, where am I going to live? I mean, your mom can say this.
Yeah, right.
And I thought about it. She was right. So I didn't sell it.
Good.
Oh,
well,
what a great son you are.
Yeah.
My God.
But you know, in 5 years, he's going to offer me $50
million. Right.
And then I may say, okay.
No.
I probably won't.
Right.
We love having
never sell it.
Whatever he offers you, I'll bid one penny more.
I like the way you're thinking. You know what? I thought about it a lot, and I said, this is where all my inspiration comes from.
Right.
This is the first place I saw the ocean, saw the gray whales migrating. I can't sell this.
Yeah.
It's part of my history.
Yes.
And Laguna's history with the Wailing Walls.
It really is.
A landmark.
Yes.
And, you know, the hotel, when they couldn't buy it, by the way, had it whitewashed in the middle of the night over the original mural.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Destroyed it. But Mo, owner of the Hotel Laguna, actually said, how about you paint your wall again?
Yeah.
So I painted it on canvas, and now we're going to do it in porcelain tile.
Oh, absolutely.
Ooh,
permanent,
so pretty.
Beautiful piece of public art for our great city of Laguna Beach.
So I'm going to tell the audience this right now. I think that here at the radio station, we have your best work right now. So just now in the lobby.
I might have tagged your wall.
Just now in the lobby.
In your lake.
Weiland tagged our wall with an absolutely beautiful sea turtle.
Aww.
Well, sea turtles swimming up are good luck.
Right.
So I wanted you guys to have all the good luck.
Oh, my God.
And again, putting positive good into the universe is what all of us
you
know,
we need more. We're all here
thinking that way.
And look at the crazy world we're living in. We need more of it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. You're the best. Like,
I'm
when I asked Weiland to call in, he said, you know what? He's here in town
down.
And he can come by. And I was like, you know what? There aren't that many people that are so kind, and we're just
well,
so grateful
we love
you
guys.
Have
thanks
you.
For having me on.
We love
thank
Weiland.
You.
All right.
Thank
last time I did this, I was with Nick Guy from Common Sense.
So don't be a stranger. Next time you're around, feel free to drop on through.
This is my radio station.
Yeah, you have to come.
Thank you. And we love you, man.
See you guys.
Right on.
Thank you, Weiland.
That's Weiland. And thank you so much for the portrait on the wall, man. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
That's my blues record. I
got you covered. So he's got. Oh, so he gave us his blues record, Blues Planet by Weiland. I'm all over it.
Thank you so much, Weiland.
All right. So Shoddy, are you still with us by any chance, or did we lose Shoddy? I think we lost Shoddy, but let's not lose her song.
Oh, let's hear her song.
Let's play her song next.
Beautiful music.
Thank you. skin beneath my breath. One look at you and I already knew all my dreams had come true. With this distance, I long to be in your arms, knowing I will never wake up now. Not to be mine. Wish I could stop from falling, knowing what's bigger is your calling. Is it my fate to be loved?
That was hauntingly beautiful. My God. Shadi Porkashev. That was beautiful.
Oh. I just wanted to thank you guys. I just wanted to give you a little context about what this is. This is for a musical called King David that I'm working on. The voice, one of my friends, Anthony Brian Galling, which is, he is absolutely, he has a gorgeous voice, but also it can relate to the story. This is a story of Jonathan, King Saul's son, being in love with King David, but King David is marrying his sister, Michal. So they had a relationship, a very close relationship between Jonathan and King
David. Like the Game of Thrones over there.
Wow. No, seriously.
Yes, yes. It was a love story that King David was married to 105 women, but at the end of his, on his deathbed, he said that he loved Jonathan more than anyone. So. Wow.
And you know what? You know what the moral of the story is? It's good to be the king.
That is intense.
Yes, exactly. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
Thank
you for calling. And real quick though, Shadi, where can people go to find out more about your music online?
Music would be on my website, anami.co, or for music lessons, or if you want original music, it's all in one place.
Perfect.
And I love to work with more creative people in town, so come on down.
Thank you. Yay.
Perfect. Thank you so much for calling, Shadi.
And thanks for letting us play that song.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you,
Shadi.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Keep up the great work. Before we head out, you got Lauren on the line.
Oh, awesome.
So, Lauren, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hi, Lauren, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for doing this. You guys are awesome.
Thank you for everything that you do. You're amazing. And if people don't know who you are yet, they will now because you are. Tell us about your store in town that's been here for so long, and it's so amazing.
Sure.
And it's also, Lauren is the one
well, the Laguna Beach shop that's been helping us create all of our We Love Laguna Beach hats and shirts, t-shirts, and merch. She does custom work, yes.
Right, and she's a friend of the Mornings with Ed show. She's been a friend of the radio station for God knows how long, since I guess we started. So, yeah, awesome. Thank you, Lauren.
She is. She's just
We've made some nice shirts for the radio station, too, I think.
Yes, you have. You've made so many great things for the radio station.
The masks.
Everything we wear that's cool is from Lauren.
Exactly.
From
Lauren.
Hey, they don't call my dad the t-shirt king for nothing.
There you go. And they really awesome stuff there, too, not just shirts.
Thank you. We try to have unique things. So, I'm Lauren. We've got the t-shirt company at Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. My father opened the store in 1981, so we've been there for over 40 years. Often people, when I say the t-shirt company, they like start running through their mind, like, which t-shirt shop is it? So I'm going to tell you. So that we are the one, the big one, that's located right two doors north of the Hotel Laguna between the Pizza Bar and C'est La Vie. And, we try really hard to have unique products, unique items. We design a lot of the shirts and designs ourselves. We love to support local artists and do collaborations. And we're big on causes and giving back, as Jennifer knows. We'll talk about that in a minute. We do cater mostly to, visitors who come in, but we really would love to have more locals visit us, especially if you're traveling out of town and you want to represent Laguna. Comfortable clothes and then we also do the custom printing, which you're starting to talk about. So we can print for our local businesses and clubs and events and nonprofit causes.
I had to get some onesies for Tyler's new baby, Tyler and Monica's new baby, Cruz. Lauren, unbelievable onesies that she created for us.
I didn't know that was for their baby.
Yes, it was for baby Cruz.
I would have blessed it extra, gave it extra blessings. Cruz, wonderful to know.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you for supporting the radio station, and thank you for supporting their show today.
But real quick, before Lauren has to go, we just want to tell real quickly about her awesome nonprofit, because this is really all
about people.
She's a local business doing great things for the world. So just real quickly, give us a little.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
The name of my nonprofit, the name of the nonprofit is called Give a Beat, and our website is giveabeat.org. It's all about using the power of music for healing and opportunity and justice. We address our system of mass incarceration in this country, which many people know is totally out of control, and it's causing more harm than good for generations. And it's time to change it. we are the biggest incarcerator of people in the world.
How do people get in touch with you, and how do people help your cause?
Okay, well, they can go to our website, giveabeat.org, and there's, sign up on the website, get on our mailing list. My email, if someone's really interested, when they check it out and you want my personal email, it's lauren@giveabeat.org, or come into the store. We have flyers and information about the nonprofit in the store. And long story short, it's all about using music. And we do programs with youth. We bring in we have an electronic music production and DJ program that we bring into juvenile halls and after school programs. We also deliver a program into state prisons. We're funded by the state of California to do that work, which is awesome.
And
we also just launched a reentry program. So when people get out, we have amazing success stories of even a woman in her 60s who just learned how to DJ and produce, and we're starting to release her music soon.
Hey, Lauren.
After 20 years. Am I out of time?
You're out of time.
We are going to be able to play that song, right? Her...
We're out of time. Okay. We had another show up next, but I do want to thank Lauren for calling in.
Thank you, Lauren, for always supporting
the radio station.
Thank you so much.
We can't love you anymore.
Thank you. And come in and get one of the We Love Laguna hats that Jennifer is talking about.
Yes,
the
we
first
are going to give
10
out.
People.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lauren. And to you, Jennifer and Kristen, thank you so much.
And we're going to sell those hats too, and the profit goes to Give a Beat. So we're doing lots of fun things.
You do wonderful stuff in town. Thank you both so much.
Before we go, Ed, don't hate me, but I did want to give one shout out for the Taste of Laguna, which is coming up
Sure.
October
13th, because I am an ambassador for the Chamber of Commerce. So I just want to throw that out there.
All right.
Just a little ending,
and,
you know.
And,
a little something.
I'll end it with one of your songs that I love.
All right. Yay. Thank you so much.
Too sexy for my love.
Too sexy
for my love. Love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I am too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. I'm too sexy for my car. Too sexy by far. And I'm too sexy for my hat. Too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. My little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.